When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 1st edition. We've made it to the month of June, 2 months into the baseball season in the books, four more to go. And we'll keep things going for you Monday through Friday here on MLB DFS Quick Hits. You can check me out on Twitter at BDintric. Come join the free Fantasy DGen Slack chat. Just use your hit me up with your email address. I'll take care of you there. And also, if you can give a rating review on iTunes of the MLB DFS Quick Hits podcast, I would truly, truly appreciate it. For your season-long MLB players, check out Benched with Bubba. It's my season-long baseball podcast. Going a couple times a week. Benched with Bubba, Bubba and the Bat Flip on Tuesday nights. Usually a guest on Wednesday or Thursday. All kinds of fun stuff to keep you going in the season-long aspect as well. And if you like some PGA DFS golf, the always-pressing PGA DFS podcast continues to ramp on year after year with myself and Jesse at DFS Golf Gods. Recording on Tuesday instead of Monday because of the holiday. We had some plans and a difficult scheduling situation. So we're going to record it on Tuesday instead of Monday. So look for that dropping tomorrow afternoon for you as well. All right. Lastly, if you'd like to join the RotoBaller Premium Package, it's down to $69 for the rest of the MLB season. Use promo code Bubba for a discount there. You get the DFS, all the tools and everything, plus the season-long premium stuff. So it's one of the best deals you can find out there. So check that out. Use promo code Bubba to get you there. I write the premium values article Monday, Wednesday, Friday. The first guy I wrote today, Mr. Lamonte Wade Jr., went deep, right field, bleachers, gone. So sometimes it works out pretty, pretty good. Tuesdays and Thursdays, they do the free DraftKings pick, so check those out on rotoballer.com. All right, 14 games for you on a Tuesday. We got a little light test nine-gamer on Monday. Tuesday, we crank it right back up. Here are the totals. Twins, Orioles, total of 9. Rays, Yankees, 7.5. Marlins, Jays, 8.5. Phillies, Reds, 7. Nationals, Braves, 8. Tigers, Brewers, 8. No total in Wrigley because Wrigley. Red Sox, Astros, 9. Pirates, Royals, 8. Rangers, Rockies, 9.5. Angels, Giants, 7.5. A's, Mariners, 8. Cardinals, Dodgers, 8. So you can tell by most of those totals, got some favorable pitching on this slate, which is very, very true. We'll try to narrow it down for you here. There are definitely some bats to target, though, so don't be fretting just yet. But on this slate, there's two guys over $10,000, and really, you don't need to go over $10,000. There's tons of other options there, so I like Nola, but Great American Small Park, I'll pass. Sandy Alcantara is really, really strong, but not at Toronto over 10,000 strong. Sorry, bud. Tyler Glass now at 98 is a very good tournament play. It's at the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees offense that is struggling tremendously. Rich Hill just shut them down. The Pirates just shut them down. Yankees are struggling. Big-time struggle bus situation. And Glass now is coming off an absolute gem. 8 shutout with 11 Ks against the Kansas City Royals. He has 10 or more Ks in 3 of his last 4 starts. 20 or more DK points in pretty much every game but one this season. $9,800 against the New York Yankees, a team of the month of May, has struggled. And they're striking out almost 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching. 246 average, only a 128 ISO and a 103 average. So they're basically an average offense that strikes out a ton versus right-handed pitching. Bodes very well for Tyler Glass now. So it's only a tournament play because it is Yankee Stadium. It is the Yankees. Anything can happen. But a massive tournament upside for Glass now in a matchup that might come in low-owned for him, which is very, very nice. Potentially my favorite play on this slate, and it usually goes against my rules. You know, after a complete game shutout, you usually pass on this one and let him do his thing. But Chris Bassett has been absolutely amazing this season, and I'm ready to go right back to the well against the Seattle Mariners. Bassett threw that 2-hit shutout, 9 Ks in his last outing. And the thing I love about Bassett this year is he's striking guys out. That was a big bugaboo coming into the season. After his first 2 starts of 4 Ks in each one, it was a concern. But now he has 6 or more Ks, or no, 7 or more Ks in all but one start since the first 2 starts of the season. So he's been very, very effective, like 25-plus DK points time and time again. Now you get a Seattle offense, just not very good. 25.5% K rate in the month of May versus righties, hitting 198 in the month of May with an 83 WRC+. So you can definitely take advantage of the Seattle Mariners. I like Bassett quite a bit at that $9,100 price tag. really good savings in that one. Now it gets fun. There's some more kind of there's some cash game slash GPP plays in this 8K range that'll make things really fun. This feels like a 20 max type slate. Do the 10 cent, the quarter, the dollar, the $4, whatever fits your price range. There's lots of ways to go about it, but this feels like a mix and match because there's some really, really good options here. One is Sonny Gray at $8,900. You know, started off the year a little banged up. The back injury kind of slowed things down. Slowly getting it going. Six shutout, five Ks against Washington his last time out. 5-8, 3-5, 8-11. Those are his strikeouts in his last six starts, and he has 18 or more points in four of those six starts. $8,900 versus the Philadelphia Phillies, a Phillies team that struggled tremendously on Monday in Great American Small Park. And, you know, no Bryce Harper. They're beat up all around in the month of May, striking out 25% of the time versus righties with a 230 average, a 140 ISO, and an 86 WRC+. It's definitely a team that you can pick on. Like, if we want to have some more fun, let's just say from the 15th of May, so the last half of the month of May, what's Philly doing against right-handed pitching? Striking out 23% of the time with a 75 WRC+. So striking out slightly less, but the overall offense is worse in the last couple weeks of the month of May. So they are a team you can pick on. I would prefer it in tournaments with Sonny Gray, not so much cash. Now, Alex Wood at $8,700, he's available in all formats. Like, if you want to go Bassett cash out, Bassett Wood out the gate in cash or GPPs, I'm on board. Wood has been outstanding. He gave it four runs in his last start against the Dodgers. Faced him in back-to-back starts. That could be a problem. But six or more innings in all but two starts this season. He has given up two or fewer runs in all but one start. The one start was the last one because he gave up three home runs to the Dodgers. That'll happen. Prior to that, he had given up three home runs all season. He still struck out eight against the Dodgers. That gives him six or more Ks in four straight starts. He has six or more Ks in six of his last seven starts. And he has 20 or more DK points, or I'd say 17 or more DK points in all but one start this season. 20 or more in four of seven starts this season. He's been absolutely outstanding, like really, really good. And you get an Angels offense that is struggling tremendously, striking out 21% of the time versus righties with a 99 WRC+. But this is a team that right now is beat up offensively. Let's do the same thing we did with the Phillies. Let's go to the last half of the month here. Angels still striking about 21% of the time, but a 251 average, 132 ISO, 108 WRC+. So they're actually getting it done versus righties, surprisingly. But it doesn't show the way wins and losses and guys like Alex Wood can handle them. This might be against some mediocre, you know, Rangers and Mariners pitchers. Not Alex Wood. Alex Wood's been very, very good pitching in San Francisco on Tuesday night. I think at $8,700, he brings a very, very solid floor to the table with some GPP upside. So Alex Wood, 87, sign me up on that one. Another nice tournament play is Robbie Ray at $8,500. Last year, Buffalo played pretty live. That's why I say tournament play right now with Ray. I would love to say cash game play against the Marlins. Ray's coming off one of his worst starts in a while against the New York Yankees. Prior to that, six or more innings in, two, four, five of six starts. He had given up three or less in five of six, and the strikeouts were through the roof. 20 or more DK point type guy going up against this Miami offense, who you can definitely pick on. You know, now they're missing, you know, Garrett Cooper's back, but you have Brian Anderson out. You have Miguel Rojas out. They're striking out in the month of May. Miami Marlins striking out 31.2% of the time versus left-handed pitching, hitting 210 with a 138 ISO and a 73 WRC+. So they hit for a horrible average. They might put a little power into it. Overall offense dreadful, striking out almost a third of the time versus left-handed pitching. If Robbie Ray's not walking, guys, this is a Yahtzee situation for Robbie Ray. He might be the best point per dollar setup on this slate. I still think he's GPP only just for the fact Buffalo played super live. We called it Coors Northeast at times last year. Some people are trying to tell me it's basically a neutral ballpark by park factors. That's fine. Maybe that's what the numbers show. But us DFS players, remember, Buffalo games, stack them up like it's Coors Field. It might not be quite Dunedin, and it might not be hot enough just yet up in Buffalo. But it is June, and it's slowly going to be getting there. So if that's why he's GPP only for me now. I can see the cash appeal if you want, but I'm going to pass on that one. All right, a few more pitchers to talk about. I told you it's a loaded pitching slate. You have Marcus Stroman, $8,300 at the Arizona Diamondbacks. Stroh's like as consistent as it comes. Four straight starts of six innings or more, 0-2, 5-1 earned, so two or less in three or four, 3-8-1-5. Those are the strikeouts. That's the thing with Stroh. Big-time ground ball, the fly ball guy. Limits the strikeouts. If you can strike guys out, we're Gucci. 20 or more DK points in two straight starts, 18 or more in four of five. At $8,300, I'll take that 18 or more right now. Sign me up on that one. And he goes up against an Arizona Diamondbacks team that, you know, offensively, they got some players coming back. You know, Marte's back and some others situation. But still, you know, Walker's back, but struggling as a whole, striking out 24% of the time with an 85 WRC plus in the month of May. So feel free to get some good old Marcus Stroman on in your life. The other two guys we got down here, Kyle Hendricks has been on fire of late, $7,800. It is the San Diego Padres, though, so kind of go with a grain of salt in that situation with the San Diego Padres. Is a good spot there. Padres, you know, struggling offense, striking out only 20% of the time. That's not a big strikeout team. If you want to roll the dice with Hendricks, he's GPP. He's a play at GPPs. Just not one of my favorite GPP plays. One of my favorite GPP plays, honestly, is Herman Marquez at $6,700 in Coors Field. I've been running Marquez out like crazy. He got you 23-6 at the Mets, 31-6 at home versus Arizona, 18-9 at home versus Cincinnati, 18-1 at St. Louis, got destroyed at home by the Giants, but then a home start against Philly got you 20 points against Minnesota, 27-9 against Arizona. So outside of that Giants game, it's 13 or more points in each game. He's got like 19 or more in like 4 or 6 home games this year. He's been very, very, very effective. And now you get a Texas Rangers team coming into play. Yes, they have some pop. Our boy, Adelis Garcia. Haven't looked at the outfield prices. It's Coors Field. He's got to have a price bump, right? Got to. Probably still too cheap, but he's got to have a price bump. You got Joey Gallo. You got Nate Lowe. You got Willie Calhoun. Solak, IKF. There's offense to be had in Texas. Don't get me wrong. They just don't put it together. That's the biggest problem. And you got Marquez, who's been dealing, and he's super cheap. He's an ace pitcher, but it's Coors Field, so he gets the discount. And in a tournament, that's worth targeting from time to time. A Texas team striking out almost 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 222 average and 88 WRC+. Sign me up. We'll be on some Marquez this evening. So recapping your pitching here, it's Glasnow is the highest guy I'd pay for on this slate. GPP only because of New York, but you know he's got probably the highest ceiling on this slate. Then you got Chris Bassitt coming off that shutout. Love Bassitt. We said on his last start, number one pitcher on the slate. He's close to being the number one pitcher. Like he might be like a 1B on this slate. I still love him in this situation because you can pick on Seattle quite a bit. So I'm a big fan of that one. Sonny Gray's an intriguing tournament play against Philadelphia. Struggling Philadelphia offense. No Bryce Harper helps a lot. I love Alex Wood at $8,700. He's right there by Chris Bassitt. He might be like 1C. So Chris Bassitt, Alex Wood, love that combo. But Robbie Ray, the more I dig into that against Miami Marlins, it's still not comfortable for cash. But tournament upside at his price of $8,500, he could put up that 25-plus points. He could have that big guy. I don't think he has the Chris Bassitt because I don't think Robbie Ray can be disciplined enough to go deep enough into a game to get a shutout. But we could get 6 to 7 quality innings with like 8-plus strikeouts at $8,500. Sign me up with Robbie Ray. Probably my favorite pitcher at this point in time on this slate. Then you got Stroman at 83, Hendricks at 78, Marquez 67. I think Stroman's a very good cash game play. If you want to, like Bassitt, Wood, and Stro are probably like my three cash game plays to build around. And then like Glasnow, super GPP play, Ray, super GPP play, Marquez, super GPP play. So that's kind of how I'll be mixing and matching. Obviously, you can mix some cash with your GPP plays for sure. But like if you just want to go like Bassitt, Glasnow, Ray, Marquez in your GPP pool, I can have some fun with that or go heavier on them. So you're doing the 20 max and you're using the lineup optimizer, go heavier there and then sprinkle in some cash game guys. You can definitely make that work out for you. All right. We love the pitching on this slate, but I promised bats. There are bats to be had. Let's go to the catcher's position on this slate, and there will be tons. And that's why some of the guys like Marquez bring value because you want to pay up for some bats like Salvi Perez versus Crow. Casey's going to be very live in this game. At the time of recording, they put up, I believe, 5 or 6 runs on Pittsburgh. Sal Perez at 5K. He's starting to get hitting again, so look at him. Dom Nunez is 47 in Coors. He's really quieted down a bit, but it is Coors Field, so have your Dom Nunez fun while you can. Don't hate on that at all. Mitch Garver versus the lefty Zimmerman at 46. Very nice play. Garver's been playing some really, really good ball. In the last two games, you know, 4 and 2 points prior to that, 11, 16, 14, 11, 11, 7, 14. Super consistent. That's what you want to see. If you're paying up for catcher, you want that consistent, like 10 plus point production. And Mitch Garver's been showing that. So at $4,600, a Minnesota team that disappointed everybody on Monday should be a very good play again on Tuesday against the lefty Zimmerman. So Garver definitely in play there. One pitcher I didn't mention, and I want to see Pittsburgh's lineup when it comes out, but I know I get some. You guys are sick of me talking about it, but keep an eye on Brady Singer. He's intriguing. I'd much rather have Marquez at that price point, but Brady Singer is slightly entertaining on this one, so keep an eye on him for sure. I don't hate that one at all. back to your hitters on this slate. Catcher's position, of course, like Tucker Barnhart at 35 versus Nola, not a bad tournament play. Lomar Narvaez, no, because that means Pena will be playing with the lefty on the mound. So Pena will be in play at his price points, up to $3,800, which is a little steep for our boy Manny Pena, but it's a good game there versus Matty Boyd if you're playing some Milwaukee bats, which he might be these days with some of the boys hitting there. A couple others like Francisco Mejia at 31, not a bad tournament play if you're trying to save some cash. Jose Trevino, if he gets the job in Texas catching, he's 29 versus Marquez. If you're not using Marquez, getting a Coors catcher at 29 is a nice way to go. And then just check your lineups. There's going to be some nice value popping up here and there when the lineups come out. Maybe even Pedro Severino gets to start versus Pineda. He's only $2,300. Kurt Suzuki versus Alex Wood, $2,300. So you might get some little savings here and there to kind of little nuggets to check out. First base position, you got Farito in Buffalo at 6K. I love Alcantara, so it's going to be really hard to stack Toronto. But if you're making a ton of lineups like 20, you better have a Toronto stack or two, because if that game does pop off like it could, it's great. I love Alcantara. He's a ground ball pitcher. It's intriguing. I will not pay $10,000 for Alcantara. If he was like 83, we'd have a conversation. But I think he's good enough to stymie them a little bit, but it is Toronto. Those bats are ferocious, so keep them in mind. Chris Bryant was just outfield eligibility as of Monday, but now he's first base outfield. He popped off for a home run and a triple and 26 points. He's hitting .381 over his last 10 games. He's $5,400 versus the lefty Weathers and the San Diego bullpen, a very, very taxed San Diego bullpen. So Bryant's a very strong play at $5,400. You got Trey Boo Boo versus Pineda at 51. Don't hate that at all. Caleb Smith back into the rotation for Arizona after pitching out of the bullpen. We know how that has gone for Caleb in the past. So Pete Alonso at 5K is an intriguing tournament play for the Mets. A few others got CJ Cronin Coors at 48. G-Man Choi for stacking Tampa Bay versus Domingo Herman at 47. Not the end of the world there. Few others. If you are fading Robbie Ray because you're hoping Toronto turns into Buffalo, like we remember it, like the Coors of the Northeast, Jesus Aguilar at 45 is a very good tournament play. So if you're going in with that philosophy, don't hate that one at all. Some others, if you think Hendricks scuffles again, Eric Hosmer at 41 is very cheap and helpful. Josh Bell switch hitting at 39 versus Freed. He went deep on Friday. He's in play for you. Kirilloff down to $3,900. He's hit lefties okay to start the year. Carlos Santana's down to 39 as well in a really good spot versus Crow. I mentioned the Aguilar part at 45, Garrett Cooper's first base outfield at 38. So if you're using a lot of Robbie Ray, make sure you have a Marlins leverage stack in that scenario as well. As you slide on down the position here, you got like Nate Lowe, he's in Coors only $3,500. So it looks like Texas is going to be cheap. They're going to sucker me in to a Texas stack. You got Wilmer Flores versus lefty at 35. You know the drill there. That's a par for the course. And then it's just kind of a mix and match of lineups here. Nothing. Maybe, no, that's a lefty-lefty, so that won't be even happening. Maybe Danny Santana at 27 if you need a value. Other than that, nothing standing out at this point in time until we get some lineups. Second base position on this slate, top price second baseman is Marcus Semien at 62, and he's been crushing it. One of my favorite cash game plays of late. They are priced up like they are in Coors Field. So I think maybe DK remembers how they scored last year, not people on Twitter that told me I was wrong, because we did this a lot last year, folks. So Semien at 62 is very much a Coors Northeast type play. But you can get Ryan McMahon for 57, and McMahon's just crushing everything. He's second base, third base. Good price point versus Dunning. Dunning's a sinker ball pitcher, doesn't go deep into games. Texas bullpen's atrocious. It's lining up for some Coors fun, but it is the Rockies who have just been dreadful at the plate. Max Muncy's on fire. A regular listener to the show, John Gant's on the mound. I tweeted out a tweet. Someone asked, do you think the regression monster's coming? Or I tweeted out the regression monster should be coming in full force for John Gant on Tuesday. And his XFIP is, he has, his ERA is below 2, but his XFIP's 503. His Sierra is 561. His strikeout rate's 17.4%. His walk rate's 15.4%. You cannot stay that good for that long. He has played with fire time and time again. And now you get a Los Angeles Dodgers offense, a Max Muncy who is on fire at $5,300. That's a guy to pay up for if you're choosing to do so. So you know, he's not a must play, but if you're paying up Muncy at 53, it's a good leverage, because most guys, if they're paying up that far, those go to 57 for McMahon and for good reasons. But you can get Muncy and maybe even a better matchup at 53. So kind of an intriguing play there for Muncy. McMahon in Coors, likely a better setup, but something to think about there. You got Whit Merrifield at 48 if you're stacking against Crow, which I kind of think I'll have some Royals exposure, even though they tend to let us down more often than not. Cronenworth 43 if you're fading Hendricks. If you're fading Brady Singer, Frazier at 42 is not a bad cash game play in his situation there. But Josh Rojas at 39. I just don't really feel like fading Stroman, but teach their own. One of your values, though, second base shortstop eligible, Brendan Rodgers, only $3,700. Should be starting every day with Trevor Story on the IL. So Brendan Rodgers, second base shortstop at 37 against Dane Dunning. Really good spot to take a peek there. Brad Miller, if you're fading Sonny Gray at 36, is some value. Wilmer Flores at 35, mentioned him earlier. Going down to the low threes. Mauricio Dubon will get deep again on Monday. He's really swinging well. He's 32 versus Heaney. Someone to keep an eye on. Josh Harrison's only 3K versus Freed. Donovan Solano's been hitting everybody well, but he's 3K, so he's not a bad value. Giants love hitting lefties, so don't sleep on that one. And the guy I'm going to mention, like I mentioned yesterday, he was $2,300 yesterday, but it's a lefty-lefty matchup, so he might miss it. But Keen Wong is $2,000. He'll probably get the day off the more I think about it now because of the lefty-lefty. But he went 2-for-4 with the triple for us on Monday for another 11 DK points. He was $2,000, the bare minimum. He was batting second on Tuesday, too. So really good value play in that one. Let's see. No problem, Metal Alloy. Thanks for the Wade call. You got it, man. That's what we do here. So we'll try to get some more for you on a Tuesday. Let's get to the third base position. McMahon, again, I mentioned second base. So if you want to play Muncy at second, you play McMahon at third. Knock yourself out. McMahon's at 57. A few others here. Bregman and the Astros went off on Monday, and I think they're going to be a very nice stack again on Tuesday. That's not Captain Obvious stuff, but I say it because most will focus on Coors, maybe even Coors Northeast, and they'll kind of leave Houston a little less exposed than they should be. So Bregman versus Richards at 53, really nice pivot off the big boys there. Same with Rafael Devers at 51 versus Garcia, but I prefer Bregman in that matchup between the Astros and the Red Sox. Going down farther, though, you got Justin Turner versus Gant at 46. Turner looks like he might slowly be getting things going. Had a couple dongs over the weekend. Eugenio Suarez leading off at $4,300. It is Nola, though, so be careful. Same with Kyle Seager at 41. Tournament plays with Seager and Suarez only, but two guys that are hitting deep balls. Austin Riley, though. Strasburg, not the guy that I'm too scared of. Riley at 39, very good GPP play. If you're looking for savings at third base, he's a good savings third base play for you. Same with Miguel Sano at 36, first base, third base against Zimmerman. Sano let us all down on Monday. Really good spot to bounce back on Tuesday when everyone's pissed off because he let us down. You jump back on trains like that because it's baseball, everybody. That's what happens. Everyone's going to jump on Patrick Wisdom, who is $2,700, and he hit two home runs on Monday. He's hit safely in three straight games. He's hit safely in four of five games. He's put up seven or more DK points in three of four games. So he's swinging a really, really hot bat. If he's in that Mariners lineup going up against the lefty Weathers, I can see the appeal at $2,700. I can also see the appeal of Hunter Dozier, third base outfield eligible at $2,600. Hit safely in two of three games, a home run in his last game, scored a couple of runs over his last three games. Slowly he's going to get things going. So he's a nice cheap 26 hundo if you're looking that route. Heading to the shortstop position on this slate. Again, you got Simeone, second base shortstop eligible. Tatis is always in the discussion if you want, but a guy like Trey Turner, you can run on Freed. Turner's 5,600. That's an intriguing pivot off of Simeone. Bichette's 51. Again, I respect the hell out of Alcantara, but Toronto could pop off in this game. So keep that in the back of your mind. Javi Baez, my boy, two home runs on Monday, put on a big 30 spot. He's got double digit points in two or three games. Back to multi-hit games in two of three. He's hit safely in three of five. So maybe he's getting going again here. Javi Baez at 46 in a really good spot. The Cubs will be virtually overlooked on this big, big slate. A lot of teams will be. It's going to be focused on a couple of the big dogs, and then the rest of it should spread out pretty good. But, like, Willy Adames went deep on Monday. He's flourishing right now, especially in Milwaukee. He's 41 versus Boyd. It's a great play. So is Gavin Lux at 4,000 versus John Gant. Like, we love the target John Gant, folks. So 4K for Lux is a really, really good spot here. So this is one of those slates that take cheap pitching, get big bats. There's also a lot of that mid 4 to mid 3K range. You kind of balance it out a bit. There's going to be a lot of value on a 14-game slate. This is why, like, it's got the feel of put a 20 max in there. Whatever your price range is, do that. I think it could be a lot of fun. You don't have to. If you want to stick to the single max and the 3 max, that's a great way to go. Don't get me wrong. There's just so many options on the slate that you're going to be banging your head against the wall. Like, when you narrow it down to, like, 5 and you only put 3 and you're like, well, those the other two go off type thing. It just has that feel to it because this is one of those nice, nice slates, especially the pitching part. There's a lot of really good pitchers where not all of them are going to pitch well because that's baseball. But if like six of the eight guys throw really well, and you better hope you didn't leave, you know, you didn't leave the, you know, two of the six off and kept two of the bads type thing. But if you make enough lineups, you can cover your butt on that kind of stuff. Some more shortstops here. Dubon at 32 is, we talked about him earlier. Other than that, though, there's usually not a ton down here. Like Zach Short, he's slowly playing quite a bit for Detroit. He's 2,500 if you need a super punt, but he's not playing every day. But when he plays, he's been productive. So keep an eye on Short. Like Devers has been playing for Miami. Jose Devers is 24. Kyle Farmer had a big game. He's 21. So Anderson Simmons is 21. So there's going to be value if you need it. Just not the best value. Like the best value is always in the outfield. So let's talk outfield here. Rosarena, 6K. He's been just continuing to hit the baseball pretty well, so keep him in your mind. Acuna's down to 55. He's facing Strasburg. That's cool. Teoscar's 55 as well, but then we got Chris Bryant at 54, who we talked about. Garrett Hampson in Coors at 53 is very, very live. Grichik in Coors Northeast at 53 is very live. So, yeah, Toronto's all getting priced up. It's beautiful. You got the red-hot Austin Meadows at 52. He's $200 left after going deep on Monday, hitting 324 with three bombs, seven extra base hits. In his last 10 games, averaging almost 13 points per game. Another good spot there versus Domingo Herman for Austin Meadows. So keep him on your radar. Mookie Betts at 51. We love the Doyers tonight. You're going to get some cheap Dodgers. Watch the lineup because it's always kind of hit and miss who it is. But enjoy some of those cheap Dodgers in that matchup. That could be really, really good. Tapia leading off at 49. It's just he's getting too expensive. It was nice. It was like 38. Those were always good, but getting a little pricey. Cody Bellinger at 48 versus Gant. Get him while he's cheap because we know belly bombs will go up to 5K once he starts hitting. He hasn't been hitting yet. He has zero hits in his return. He's walked twice, scored two runs. So no hits yet, but a good matchup for Sean Gant to maybe get off the schneid. Mentioned Whit Merrifield, Lourdes Gurriel at 47. Nice value for him. You got Marte versus Ray. Starling Marte at 46. But Jesse Winker had Monday off. He's 45 versus Nola. Nice little savings for Winker. Still a great matchup versus Nola. It's a good tournament one-off with a guy like Winker. Tyler O'Neill's been crushing it. David Price is going to open. He'll probably go 2 to 3 innings because he gets all he does now. But O'Neill at 43 has got some nice value. Adelis Garcia, our boy, got a raise to 4,200, which is still insanely too cheap in Coors Field. So if you're not using the Herman Marquez, Adelis Garcia at 42, jump aboard the train. For sure, Joey Gallo in Coors is 41. So, yeah, Texas is cheap. Texas is very, very cheap, which might raise their ownership, but might not because Marquez is on the bump. So, definitely monitor in the Fantasy DJ and Slack chat with us. If you want to get in there, just hit me up on Twitter at BDEntric with your email address, and we will slide you on in there nice and easily. A few more as you go 4K and below, though. You got Ian Happ against Weathers. You could go there if you want a contrarian angle, but like Avisel Garcia versus Boyd at 39, very, very strong. And that's, you know, I mentioned Cooper versus Ray to be contrarian. Love Kyle Tucker at 37 versus Garrett Richards. That's way too cheap. Way too cheap for Kyle Tucker. So keep him on your radar. If you're fading Chris Bassitt, Kalinic is only 37. He's struggling at the plate, but he's stealing bags. So if you want to go that route, maybe he starts hitting tournament-wise, you can. I prefer Kyle Tucker at 37, though. I think that's a phenomenal price point and a great matchup. Hauser is not a good pitcher. The Detroit offense can be not good at times, too, but Robbie Grossman has been swinging a very good bat. And he's $3,600 leading off for the Tigers versus Housers. So someone to keep an eye on if you're looking for some discounts. Dylan Carlson, probably not tonight against Price, but you never know because it'll go to the bullpen. He's 35 if you want to be contrarian, but not my top play. You got Brian Reynolds against Singer at 35, good tournament play for some value. Austin Slater likely leading off versus Heaney at 33, great play. Great value for Austin Slater, who's hitting the ball really, really well when he gets – start. He started on Sunday, 2 for 3 with 2 runs, a homer, 19 DK points. So he can get it done in a big way. He's 3,300. A few others as you get down here. Again, there'll be tons of value when lineups come out. So just like Chad Pender's $3,200, loves facing lefties. Marco Gonzalez is only supposed to go 3 to 4 innings, then Seattle bullpen. So keep that in mind. Jonathan Dawes is only $3,100 in Coors versus Dunning. See if he cracks the lineup. Kyle Gardick, he was leading off the other night versus a lefty from Minnesota. So check him out. He's 3K versus Zimmerman. Could be a really nice play if he's towards the top of that order. Manny Margot at 3K is a good value. Had a nice night day on Monday. Will Myers is on fire. He's only 2,800 versus Hendricks. That's a really good play for you there. Chaz McCorn goes towards the top of the Astros lineup on Monday. He's 2,800. Gregory Polanco, very solid tournament value at 28 versus Singer. Because he can definitely run into one versus Singer. I doubt Wade plays versus the lefty, so we can pass that one. DJ Stewart in the tournament is 26. Chris Davis, if he cracks the line, there's no DH, so he probably doesn't. If he cracks the lineup in Coors, he's 2,600 in Coors. I mentioned Hunter Dozier earlier at 26. That's a guy we like to target. Mountcastle went deep on Monday. He's 25 in a tournament. Victor Robles is back. He's 24 versus Freed. Akil Baddoo went deep. We love lefties versus Hauser. Baddoo's 24. Like I said, there's so much value. So much. I haven't even got to below 24 yet. And there's just more and more. Like, you don't want that one, though. But there's more and more. Like, maybe Shogo Akiyama at 22? Maybe? Maybe? Probably not. But Nomar Mazara at 22 is a phenomenal value. This Detroit team, you can get, like, a nice little power value section here for, like, bare minimum free. Brett Phillips is slowly heating up. He's 2,200 versus Domingo Herman. Dom Walton's been playing well for Seattle. He's 2,200. This is crazy. There's some interesting plays here. There's even more that I probably did not mention, but we'll wait for lineups to narrow it all down for you. Recapping the pitching on this slate, you can pay it for Glasnow at 98. He's the highest guy I'd pay for. Very, very strong play at $9,800. Like him a lot, but keep him GPP only against the Yankees. Chris Bassett, 91, probably my cash game play. I loved him last start. Love him again this start. Not as much as last start, but I love him a lot. Seattle, not a good offense. So keep that in mind with Bassett at 91. Sonny Gray in tournaments at 89. Alex Wood at 87. I think it's a phenomenal cash game play to pair up with Bassett if you choose. Robbie Ray might be my favorite pitcher on the slate at $8,500 in Toronto. I know it's a band box there, but you get this Miami offense striking almost a third of the time versus lefties in May. Very bad offense, and they've lost Brian Anderson and Miguel Rojas to make things work. And Jazz Chisholm might be out as well. Beat up offense. Stroman at 83 is intriguing for cash. Hendricks in tournaments at 78. And Herman Marquez is a very fun tournament play at 67 as well. So, like, Glasnow, Ray, Marquez, my three favorite tournament plays. Bassett, Wood, Stroman, my three favorite cash game plays. And you can mix and match some others as well if you so choose. When you're stacking things up on this slate, like Minnesota versus Zimmerman, really should get off the Schneid. It's a great spot for him to make things going. Love Toronto versus, well, I don't love him, but I think Toronto versus Miami needs to be considered because I love Alcantara, but that offense in that ballpark, they could hit anybody and kick going. So keep that in mind, because if it gets the Miami bullpen, really plays into Toronto's favor. You could go with Atlanta if you want to be contrarian versus Strasburg, but I think I'll pass. Detroit's intriguing versus Hauser because Hauser is just not that good. So Detroit, I like Milwaukee a bit versus Poit too, but Detroit versus Hauser, some very cheap tournament type power plays there. Chicago versus San Diego, I can jump back on Chicago. I'm there for that. Houston versus Boston, I'm there for that as well. Kansas City versus Pittsburgh, I like quite a bit. You always have Coors Field. Texas is super cheap. Love Colorado as well. There are some nice values in Colorado, though, so keep that in mind. The Giants versus lefty, sign me up. And the Dodgers versus Gant, pound town time. Like, I love Dodgers, might be one of my favorite stacks on the slate, but there's like seven or eight teams you can stack. There's like seven or eight pitchers we talked about. This is why might be more of a multi-entry slate for everybody. But do what works for you. If you have questions, I'm on Twitter at BDEntric. Join us in the free Fantasy DJ in the Slack chat. Also be on the lookout at rotoballer.com for the free DraftKings article I drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I drop the premium values article. And if you want the premium tools for the season-long baseball and the DFS baseball, just use promo code Bubba. Sign on up at $69 for the rest of the year, plus an extra discount when you use promo code Bubba. So check that out. If you do season-long fantasy baseball, check out the Bench with Bubba podcast. Tuesday nights with Toby, Bubba, and the Bat Flip, and then another one Wednesday or Thursday with a guest each week. So check that out. If you like PGA DFS golf, the always pressing PGA DFS podcast usually drops on Monday, but with the holiday, we're going to drop it on Tuesday. So come check that out. And then if you can give a rating review on iTunes for the podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits would really mean a ton to me as well. But for now, everybody, good luck on your Tuesday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 1st edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.